follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN. The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Good afternoon.
And evening, wherever you are.
Wherever you are, whenever you're listening to this show.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Wherever and whenever.
Right.
That's right, because not everyone listens live to this show.
Right.
But if you are listening live, we are live today, and you can call in with questions at 866-472-5795. And I'm Arielle.
And I'm Shia.
And in case you haven't noticed,
we do or will or have
finish each other's sentences.
And when we do,
please, please include it.
Right, because we don't think we're dominating each other.
Have no fear.
Well,
we're
we
not interrupting.
Be. Right, we might be.
We might be, but nah, it's just our style of communication.
Right.
Today's show's theme is, there is nothing to fear. Even fear itself. So welcome aboard. We're happy to be with you. And let's start with what will help you or support you in getting the most out of listening to this radio show today.
And it will also support you and help you in not living in a state of fear.
Absolutely.
You like that?
Pissimo.
Yes. So it's listening.
Yep.
See, if you actually listen to what another person is saying rather than comment internally as to whether you like or dislike or agree or disagree with what they're saying, but actually hear it, it will pull you into the current moment of your life. And in the current moment of your life, if you're here for it, there's nothing to fear, because when you're in the current moment, the future doesn't really exist, neither does the past. And fear is based in the future and the past. It's what will happen in the future, or will I do in the future what I did in the past.
It extrapolates out from what you've experienced or what's in your data bank to a possible future, and that possible future is never good.
Always bad. So our approach is not psychotherapeutic. So we're not going to try to change you or fix you or get you better in any way.
We're not even going to try and have you be unfearful.
Right.
We're simply going to, Shai was going somewhere and I saw his face go blank. There I go. I dominated you.
You did. You did. Oh, you're so bad. So anyway, we're not going to try to fix you or change you. I remembered what I was going to say.
I knew you were.
And we're not going anywhere. We're not trying to produce some effect. So it's okay to be in the current moment of your life as you listen to this show. In fact, I would suggest that you don't do anything but listen to the show when you're listening to the show.
Now, we know that some of you pop it into your iPod and you take it on walks and runs, or you pop it into your car so that you're driving while you're listening. Okay, fine, but please don't sit and do emails and other things that require your brain to think and formulate replies. Allow yourself to actually listen. It'll pull you into the moment. The moment is this magical place that Shai is looking at me very sexy now. The moment is this magical place where you can feel loved and admired by your husband simply in a glance.
Yes, even after 29 years together.
That is really quite
wonderful. That's
pretty
amazing.
You know, I'm going to digress for a moment.
Please.
I'm very excited that this weekend we'll be doing the Step Into Your Brilliance workshop in New York City.
That's
there
great.
Are people coming in. We got to see Paisia from Singapore who's come in to do the weekend. We have Georgina in from Texas. There are folks already in and gathering, and it's going to be a wonderful event.
And so if you're available and you're in the New York vicinity, or you can get yourself to the New York vicinity.
And you're listening to this in a time frame where it works, come join us. If you're listening to this 2 years down the road, you can always take a look.
Find the next thing we're doing.
You betcha.
Anyway.
So let's talk about fear.
Let's talk about the three principles of instantaneous transformation.
I like that.
And then we can apply it to fear.
Please.
First principle is anything you resist, don't like, disagree with, say no to, will persist, it'll grow stronger, and it will be the only thing you think about. So if you're worrying about how the stock market's going to go, that will be the predominant thing in your life. If you resist how it's going, it will dominate how you see life. You won't be at your job with your coworkers, you'll be thinking about how that's going to affect you.
You'll be worrying about your 401k as opposed to
doing your job.
Second principle is you can only be exactly as you are in any given moment. And included in that is the circumstances of your life can only be what they are in any given moment. Now, mind you, I just am talking about any given moment. This particular principle does not have to do with time. It's not over time.
It's not in the current moment of your life.
You will absolutely be different from moment to moment.
Right.
Because your life is always expanding, changing. You've taken another breath or you have another heartbeat at very least. Or cells have been dividing and your amazing chemical process in there. But in any given instant, you can only be exactly as you are.
In that instant. That's the second principle.
Now, the third principle
says that anything that you see and allow to be exactly as it is completes itself. So anything you see and don't judge, anything you see and don't try to change or fix, but just see it as it is, that's enough for it to transform. Now that brings us to our approach. Our approach is not psychotherapeutic, as I said before. It's anthropological. And an anthropologist studies the way cultures function. They observe the way a culture functions. Now, if you brought that awareness, that observation without judgment to your own life and how you function, you'll discover that you've been raised in a culture that gives you certain behaviors that you consider normal or bad or wrong or whatever that you've been trying to change or fix and they wouldn't go away. Well, that's because you've been judging them as bad or wrong and that keeps it stuck in place. Our approach is that if you see something, that's all it requires for it to complete itself in the moment that you see it.
And in your enculturation process, you've also been trained to respond in a fearful manner to things that you do not want or do not like or go against your preferences. So we have an example of the three principles to what most people would consider a fearful or a fear-generating situation from an email from a young woman we got just yesterday. There was a gal who normally comes to our Monday nights in New York City, and I am going to call her Jillian just to give her a name. And when we didn't see Jillian on a Monday, we just sent her an email saying, hey, missed ya. And she wrote back that she had planned to come to Monday, but had suddenly, her doctors had found that she had a tumor in her breast that was growing faster than they had expected and seemed to have some abnormal cells. So she had to go to the hospital and have a procedure just to check it out. Now, most people, this kind of information, we've been trained in the oh no, oh my God, running
panic.
Off to panic based on what we know about breast cancer and the complications and who we know who've died and all of the database that you have in your mind to pull from. And Jillian wrote to us to say how fascinating it was to be there and how pleasant it was to be with the nurses and doctors and technicians and to watch the ebb and flow of emotions and things that went by and how it probably will result in just having to have some minor surgery, but it was not a awful experience. It was actually rather pleasant. When you're in the moment, even potentially life-altering situations that might have ramifications in the future, you are capable of being present in those situations and have them be actually satisfying, pleasant events. And that's the three principles in regards to something that most people would jump into a fear mode because we've been trained that fear is how to react to medical news, for instance, that we don't like or don't want.
Or any situation that goes forward into the future.
So that's where we're starting from, is looking at how you can be centered in the moment, in your life, regardless of the circumstances, rather than jumping into a fear mode.
Right. In fact, when you jump into a fear mode, you guarantee that you'll get in trouble because you become inappropriate to the current moment of your life when you assume that how the future is going to show up rather than be there for it as it does.
We're going to take a break now. We'll be back with you shortly. Come on back and don't miss
being here.
Online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
Hey.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone.
We have somebody who wants to participate with us.
And before we take her, let you know that if you'd like to participate with us today by calling in, the number is 866-472-5795. Corrine, are you there?
Are you there?
Whoops. Yes, I am.
Whoops.
Hello.
Hello. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Switzerland.
Lovely to have you.
Oh, thank you. So lovely to be here. I mean, with you on the air.
Excellent. What can we do for you?
Actually, one big fear of me is to do a call like this, to call into a radio show, which is live.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Because I'm thinking I'm saying the wrong things and things like that.
Okay.
And I'm very nervous right now, but it's not as bad as I thought.
Well, are you really nervous right now? I mean, really, right now. Are you nervous?
No.
Right
no.
now?
Right, no.
No, you know why?
No.
No two things can occupy the same Corrine at the same time. And I pulled your attention to look at whether or not you were nervous. Yeah. And so you stopped thinking you were nervous.
And started looking to see what was actually happening in your life rather than thinking about it.
Right.
Absolutely true.
And you get lost in your thoughts about how you're going to perform in the future. And those thoughts generate what you call fear.
Yeah.
Stage fright.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't it funny that fear is really mainly thought generated?
Yeah.
I mean,
because there is no lion outside your door.
No.
You know, you don't have to worry about being attacked by a bear.
That's true. Yeah, no.
In fact, I bet you in the city in Switzerland that you live, you don't even have a bear.
No, we don't have those things.
No, you don't have bad things like that, no.
Oh, well, no bears.
No bears, no lions, no tigers.
Nothing of those things.
You know, it's interesting. Once Shai and I were traveling in a foreign country, it doesn't really matter where, but we were on a bus and it was traveling on this windy road and I started feeling a little nauseous. So I opened the window and hung my head out the window in order to get a bit more air, especially because the child had just vomited. It was like it didn't smell right. So I stuck my head.
I remember that.
Yeah, I stuck my head out the window just as a bus passing from the other direction came by, and it was a very close proximity to our bus, and I got that visceral rush. But the fear showed up afterwards when I thought about what might have happened, and my mind had lots of really gruesome scenarios. But the mind is this machine.
We've never taken one of those little airport transporter buses again.
No, it was like one of those things that was not a good thing.
It was a learning experience.
But I find it interesting that the real fear showed up in a construct of my mind, not in the reality of the situation.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, what will I tell my mother?
Oh, yes.
I'm dead.
Yeah, right.
Those thoughts.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when I listened to you just before, it was so interesting when you said that you don't want to make somebody without fear or unfearful or something like that, you said?
Yeah, yes. We're not trying to make you be unfearful.
Yeah, that was like, I can have a fear as well. And that's okay. To me, fear is quite bad.
Well, what's the first principle of instantaneous transformation?
Anything you don't like will stick with you.
Right. That's right. But also, we could, you know, tweak that a little bit to be anything you judge will stick around. So obviously, most of us think fear is bad or anger is bad or grief. Or
you notice how happiness is fleeting? Most people don't resist happiness.
Yeah.
When it shows up.
It just comes and it goes.
Yeah.
But we do resist what we think is bad, like anger or fear. And so those are the things that seem to stick around.
Yeah, they do. That's true.
You know, we once read this book, and there was a phrase in the book. It was a fiction about a man who was part of a SWAT team, which is one of these emergency response police teams that go into situations like hostage situations, very volatile situations. And that phrase has always stuck with us. It's panic kills. And panic is kind of a exaggerated fear state.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And your mind has a mechanical strategy which actually has you abdicate responsibility. It goes into a panic rather than connect in and be there. It's a little like the squirrel that goes all crazy in the middle of the road when a car comes rushing by, and somewhere it's lodged in there that kind of scurry back and forth is what saved it, rather than the car just happened to miss it in spite of it running back and forth in the roadway.
But now whenever it sees a car, it scurries back and forth as though that's a survival strategy.
Mm-hmm. Well, we do that in our minds.
And we do it with fear, too. If we were afraid and we survived, then we think that the fear had something to do with our surviving the dangerous situation that we found ourselves in. A few weeks ago, I was on a canoe going down a river, and the person who was in the back of the canoe was heavier than I was, and that's why he was in the back of the canoe, so that the front would stay up. And we came to some rapids, and just as we came to these rapids, the wind blew up from downriver, and so the rapids got much bigger, the waves on them got much bigger, and we started to take water over the bow of the canoe, and I did my best to lean as far back as I could to try to keep the front of the canoe up. But I realized in that moment that if I panic here, we're going to sink, because I'll do the wrong things. I need to stay focused on what's happening in my life in this moment and see what the appropriate moves are. And we were told by the person who sent us off down the river, because we were part of a larger group, that we should always, in rapids, point straight into the rapids, not go across them. But we took about 3 or 4 inches of water over the bow of this canoe, so there was a lot of water in the bottom of the boat. And I realized that if we didn't get to shore and empty it out, one more wave and we'd sink. So I said, let's go for shore. He said, no, we got to go straight. I said, we're going to the shore. And I started paddling us to shore. Obviously, I'm here. So we made it to the shore. We emptied out the boat. And then there was no possibility of our sinking because we had no extra water in the boat that made us unstable.
You know, as you're talking about that, Shia, I just got a picture when you talked about realizing that if you panicked that you would make mistakes. And I realized that what you're talking about in engaging in what was actually happening rather than your fears, you actually remained clear-headed. You hear that term, but it was like clear-headed as opposed to fogged by fear. Panic.
Well, what happens when you panic with fear is you get multiples of possible things to deal with coming in all at once. So your circuits are kind of jammed with what's showing up. But if you stay in the current moment of your life rather than worry about it isn't about how you're going to swim to shore. It's about how you're not going to get the bow under the wave. It's about staying afloat through that moment rather than what happens if.
Mm.
And you see, you get lost in your fears when you're worrying about what happens if.
Yeah.
We were actually speaking with a gentleman today who's currently in the midst of a fight with his girlfriend. And I can tell that part of his, okay, that's it, I've had enough, I'm out of here, is really generated from a fear of that in the future they'll still continue to fight. And so I don't want to fight in a relationship, so I'm better off getting out, rather than looking at what's happening right now, feeling the discomfort, dealing with what's going on between the two of them. It's just easier to be afraid of what may happen in the future and say, okay, enough.
Mm.
It's really funny how many life-altering decisions people make in a moment of contraction and fear and panic rather than being there for the situation.
And when you panic like that, you actually create what you don't want.
Mm. Mm.
What are you thinking about your...
It's just fascinating.
It is fascinating, isn't it? Our lives are so fascinating when they're here for it. You're here
for
it.
And when I listen to you, you're so accurate. And I just can say yes, because yes. Because these fears are as if, like, when, if... That's so much in my thoughts, and then I get all fuzzy and think of what could happen and things, and that just is doesn't need to be when I'm at work or wherever.
Well, it needs to be if that's what you're doing, but there are other possibilities. How's that?
Speaking of possibilities, we need to go to a break. Would you like to come back with us after the break?
Yes, I would love to.
Excellent. We'll be back shortly, everyone.
So come on back.
And don't miss... Being here.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's transformationmadeeasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award. Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul. Or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone. A couple of logistical updates for those of you.
What are those?
Well, in the New York area, we are back for Monday Night Alive this Monday. It will be, we will be in the New York area. If you can't make it to this weekend, then you want to do what's up next. We have Transformation in the Workplace in New York City, the 24th and 25th. We always like to let people...
Of September.
We like to let people know ahead of time because oftentimes employers will support you in coming to the course. And if you want to know more about that, you can find out on our website, transformationmadeeasy.com. And also next week, Tuesday, is our international call. I'm assuming Switzerland will be on.
Yes, we are on at three locations.
Really? Where?
Yeah, we're in Basel, quite close to the border to Germany, and then we're in St. Gallen, and we are in Obstalden, which is really a small place up in the mountains. And I look forward to it. I will be there in Basel.
Well, excellent. So we look forward to hearing your voice then.
Yes.
And
until then.
Yeah, thanks for calling in today.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
And
you're very welcome.
Lovely speaking with you.
Bye.
Lovely speaking with you. Thanks. Bye.
I see on from our... radio show engineer, we have another caller, John from New York City. You there?
I'm here. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi, John.
How are you?
We are most excellent.
Fantastic.
Yes. And how are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm enjoying being on this radio show. I think it's just a fantastic moment. I'm really excited about it.
Excellent.
Great.
Yeah.
So do you have a question for us?
I do, and I want to... preface this by saying that I'm really heavily in love, deeply in love with a woman you guys know by the name of Holly. And in terms of fear, I'm afraid of what my fear can do or might do to us. And
well, you have something specific that you're talking about?
Yeah. So this rotates around my dissatisfaction with my job, which I tell myself has little vacation time, and I break even at the end of the month. That barely, but I and so I tell
myself. Can I stop you?
And then I get.
Can I stop you?
Please do.
Okay, good, because it's important. What you're talking about is very useful. See, your dissatisfaction with your job isn't related to your job. Because no matter what job you have, you will find things to be dissatisfied about. If what you're doing is looking to be dissatisfied. If what you're doing is complaining about the circumstances as if the circumstances determine your satisfaction or well-being.
See, let's back up to Holly for a moment. Right before you started dating Holly, you were highly dissatisfied with your dating life.
Yes.
And so, but you were doing all the things you needed to do to lead up to finding this lady who is
a match for you
and is such a delight in your life right now. The job you have is exactly the job you need to have in order to step into your own personal expansion in your life. It is not the source of your dissatisfaction.
Right, and if you blame it for your dissatisfaction, you will be forever dissatisfied.
Okay.
Because it's like having a disease and thinking the disease is caused by a certain thing, so you don't do that thing, but you still are sick with the disease because it's the wrong cure.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect for him since he works at a hospital.
Yes.
Good analogy.
Yes.
You know, John, let's back up to Holly for a minute and your concerns that your fears will push her away in the future. I'm going to go back to a version of you a month ago, 6 weeks ago, 2 months ago, just a very short period of time, okay?
Okay.
Cast your mind back. Were you a more fearful person 6 weeks ago than you are today?
Yes.
Yes, my experience of you is absolutely yes.
Absolutely yes.
Guess what? She fell in love with that person.
Yeah.
Right. And you've expanded since then. You have no need to be concerned.
In fact, if you want to destroy your relationship, start worrying about how you're doing.
Is that cool?
Because if you start bringing attention to how you're doing to find out what you're doing wrong, you'll create problems in the relationship.
Let's talk about change versus transformation, because what you're describing, John, is that your mind is still structured in change and right and wrong and good and bad.
It always will be.
But you can learn to compensate for that, where you get interested in what is, but not in the framework of whether you're doing it right or wrong, but get interested in, when I have this action, how does it impact? You start to see the impact that you have on your relationship, but not in a right-wrong framework. Because if you do something that is unkind or doesn't feel right, you're totally capable of saying, "Oof, sorry.
That was bad. I'm
that
sorry.
That wasn't nice. I apologize."
Right.
But you don't have to go through the whole self-recrimination and the whole machinations of, "Oh, my goodness, I'm doing it wrong."
Right.
It's more simple than that.
Okay. So
it's hard for you because you're so darn smart.
I'm bringing complaining into outside of my work and into my home. I can just, no recrimination, notice it.
But here's what you're doing now.
Now you're scheming for the future.
You're putting
a plan together
for
when you do it, how you'll be.
And how to be better. You're now like giving yourself a directive.
But the possibility, John, is that you never have to be fearful again. That's the real possibility, that fear doesn't have to dominate how you go about your life.
I'll give you an example. A number of years back, Shai and I were eating one night, and we were eating steak, and he had a piece of meat, and all of you vegetarians can go, "See, you shouldn't eat meat," but that's not the point. Shai was eating a piece of meat, and he chewed it and swallowed it, but it didn't go down.
It stayed somewhere between my throat and my airway, and it blocked my airway, and I wasn't breathing.
And interestingly enough, I actually heard him say, "Oh, I'm in trouble." Now, obviously, he didn't say that because he had no air. He was totally blocked off, but I could have sworn I did. And I turned and I saw him, and he was choking. He had no air. And so he pointed to his
sternum
or his diaphragm, and we went to do
a Heimlich
maneuver. And when I did it, I actually put my hands too high. It didn't work. And he took my hands, he lowered them, and together we did the Heimlich maneuver, and it shot the piece of meat out onto the floor.
But prior to that happening, my world started shifting very dramatically. I mean, there was no air, and the room started to get yellow, and I started to lose consciousness. And I had this thought, well, I thought I was going to be living longer than this, but I guess this is where it ends.
And I didn't expect it would be this way.
Right, I didn't expect it to end right now, but okay, it's not that bad.
It was a peaceful happening.
Right, because there was absolutely no fear. It wasn't like I panicked, "Oh my God, I'm going to die." No, it was like, "Oh, I guess I'm dying, okay. And let's see what we can do to what the dying thing. Let's try the Heimlich thing." But it was not a, there was no fear involved. It was not like a panic over not having air.
Now, fast forward a little bit to me, and actually toggle back and forth. There was a period of time where I would often inhale, like spit, a little water, and I'd have that glottal thing close, and I couldn't breathe. And I used to panic. I'd like stamp my feet, and my face would, I had this whole response to it. And I now have come to recognize that if that happens, I don't have to go in that panic place. In fact, the panic place prolongs the agony or makes it be uncomfortable. By the way, if you ever do that, if you, instead of trying to breathe in, if you actually exhale, you exhale the water, and then life gets so much easier. But just a hint for those of you who ever do that. But fear, when Shia said you don't have to have fear, we're just putting that out there as a possible reality, because most of us have never seen it nor been trained in it.
But here's the thing. Most of us fear something that may happen in the future. And if it isn't happening in the current moment, you really don't have to worry about it.
If it isn't happening in the current moment, it isn't happening.
Right. And most people worry in the current moment about some future event, like their relationship breaking up because they're too fearful. John?
Okay. That's a self-fulfilling prophecy, almost, and I should,
It is a self-fulfilling prophecy.
It's not happening now, right? Because we're really great right now.
That's right, but there only is right now, John.
Yeah.
And if you allow yourself to be there, otherwise you start creating mischief.
We have more to talk about fear after the break. Can you come back with us after the break?
Absolutely. Love to.
Most excellent.
Great.
John will be back. You come on back, too. And don't miss
being here.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
If you think you've seen online TV before, let us surprise you.
VoiceAmerica.tv is online now.
The leader in live internet talk radio has done it again. Multiple channels, a state-of-the-art viewing experience, live and on-demand programs streaming 24 hours a day. It's exactly what you want, when you want it.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
From health and wellness to business, sports, and everything in between. Discover our new world. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv now and experience the future of online television.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening. listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Lovely to be with you all. Question for you all. Did you see our video of the month this month? It's about the Costa Rican Adventure 2012, and it's amazing, mainly because the people in there are so amazing. You get a chance to see them.
You know, it's funny. People oftentimes don't allow themselves to come to Costa Rica because they are afraid they're going to find out something bad about themselves, or that they'll discover those things that they've been trying to suppress or hide. But, well, a lot of times what they discover is that they've been suppressing and hiding their own brilliance.
Really is the
their
truth.
Greatness.
It absolutely is.
That's what
is.
Happens there. But, or you can take the same thing. People don't date for fear that they'll be rejected, so they reject themselves before they ever get rejected by not dating.
Or if you take a step even farther removed, they don't date because they are afraid they won't be successful, or they don't even consider coming to Costa Rica because they're afraid they won't be able to make the money. So they don't allow themselves to think about going for those things that they truly want for their fears. Got an email from a young woman who really had no jobs and no money and recently had a baby. And when she came to Cambridge with us to do the Creativity and Intuition Weekend,
she came from Vienna.
She realized that she wanted to come to Costa Rica. And while she didn't have the money there, she discovered she really wanted it, made a plan for it, and it's interesting. It looks like she's going to be able to pay for the entire course without having to borrow anything, because going for what she wanted and was her true heart's desire supported her in engaging in her life and seeing possibilities. And so whether it's Costa Rica or a course with us or dating or looking for that new job or whatever that it is that your heart desires, when you engage rather than listen to your fears about
it. Rather than get lost in your fears of whether you can or can't or should or shouldn't.
Life turns magical.
Actually, life really supports you.
Well,
life
is magical, but sometimes you step outside of accessing that when you're stepping into your fears.
When you're in your fears, you are outside of the possibility of life supporting you, because you're not there for the moment of your life. You're anticipating bad things.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you still with us, John?
Yes, I am.
Most excellent. We heard that you were thinking of signing up to run some kind of race, a half marathon or something like that. Are you still going to do that?
That's fallen off of my radar. It's kind of fallen off my radar. I do think I'll do it at some point, but it's interesting. I don't see the time for it, and that's why.
Okay. I don't really care.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah, but I'm clear it's not about the time for it. If you wanted to do it, you'd make time for it.
I remember when I was working for a company where I was working about 70 hours a week, sometimes 80 hours a week, getting 4 or 5 hours sleep a night, and I trained for a marathon and ran it, even though I didn't have very much time. It has to do with what you want and how you talk yourself out of what you want by your ideas.
I'll give you an example. Our assistant, Christina. Hi, Christina. She leaves tomorrow for a two-week vacation with her most lovely parents, Charlotte and Bill. And they're going to
Arizona?
New Mexico.
Mexico.
And I heard from her parents, because we had a chat this morning because they're good friends of ours, that she called the Road Runners Club there. She found out about a race that's being run and people that she can run with.
Right.
She could easily say, oh, I'm going to be on vacation. I don't have the time. I'm with my parents. I don't want it. She could have gotten all very reasonable, and she's using it as an excuse to step into those things that she wants to do rather than as an excuse to back off from her life. By the way, Christine, if you're listening, I highly recommend flirting with people while you're there. It's always good practice. It's not about it leading somewhere. It's about engaging in your life wherever you are.
In the current moment of your life.
So, please don't run for us. But the reason you're giving yourself for not is not accurate. And at risk of being personal, I know that you expressed interest in that around your father, who is an athlete, and he said, oh, please do it, and don't let him back out of it. I have a feeling it's falling off your grid just as much because you wouldn't want to give your father the pleasure as it is that you don't want to do it.
Mm-hmm. I could see that, and more generally, I'm always preoccupying myself with these projects that are going to take me to the future, and I think that those projects are somewhat driven by the same competition of being in the same league as Dad or something. And they obsess me, and they sort of suck the air out of my possibilities in a way in that I'm not going to be able to run because I've got these projects, and it takes me out of the...
Well, I don't want to get all psychological on you, but I have a feeling if you want to be in your dad's league and he's giving you advice on how he got there, might do you good to listen.
Okay.
Just a possibility, just a thought.
Okay.
Most of us can't do that for fear we will lose our independence, for fear that we will no longer be us. Sometimes allowing people around you to support you is a most wonderful thing. Fear is funny, isn't it?
That rings 100% true, yeah. Fear we won't be us, and the possibilities are that there's all sorts of things that aren't our, the little story that we've said that makes us who we are and valuable. There's more. Did that make sense?
Well, I found that a little confusing, but I don't think you are the story you say you are. Unless you believe that to be true.
None of us are those stories.
Right.
They're very limiting.
And those stories were put together years ago. Well, your story included that you have difficulty finding relationship. How do you figure this, John? That's your story.
Holly's lovely.
How did it happen?
Oh, my goodness. And how did it happen that we've come to the end of the show so quickly?
Oh, I don't know. It happens every week.
It seems to be. Hey, John, thanks for calling in today,
yes,
really.
Yes, thank you.
Lovely
thank you, guys.
Speaking
it was
with
wonderful.
You. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, y'all. I guess we have to finish for this week. But we will be back next week.
We will be back next week.
So come on back.
And don't miss being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.